This is the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. Feel alive.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Line, 866-979-3776. Locally, 206-421-3776. Text us up at 710. 710 powered by Emerald Outboards, and welcome to the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line.
A bunch of big derbies coming up, Nelson.
Oh, man.
Big. We're going to hammer on you about this downrigger rigging.
Well,
because you're the dirty downrigger guy here.
Filthy.
I cannot believe how many people have been in the seminars in both, you know, at the West Washington Sports
Show. Very
popular. And the boat show is just absolute stuff. So today is the last day that we're doing the Dirty Downrigger Trick seminar at the Seattle Boat Show. I'm going at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, two different seminars. But I hope you come down and join me. I also have discount tickets to the Harbor Marine Salmon Tournament, but I get so many questions about people wanting to get a copy of that PowerPoint presentation, and that's a tough one to do.
Yeah, you're not going to be given that.
You can't.
You spent a lot of time on that, and you cover a lot of stuff in there, including
a ton of stuff.
I mean, gosh, let's look at downrigger clips.
Let's
okay,
take a look at
and
that.
We were talking about that during the break. You like to run yours a little longer. Why don't you start where you tie
Absolutely.
It into the downrigger cable and run right out to the clip, and let's talk about what you do there.
Exactly. First, I want to say that what I'm going to tell you here. Kent Alger at Three Rivers Marine speaks exactly the same language, mm-hmm. and he has a lot the same philosophy as I do. But generally, I'm crazy about the offshore release clips, and we're talking about the red offshores that are a double spring, true saltwater.
There's
high
two offshores.
Clip.
There's a single spring and a double spring.
Correct.
The single springs are the black ones.
Double
springs are the red ones. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the post game video, we're going to show this. Mm-hmm. But when they come out of the package, they only have a 6-inch cable, mm-hmm. but they do have a heavy duty dual lock snap. What I like to see guys do is get some 150 pound mono and either A7 or A9 crimps and make those drops from out to a downrigger boom link. In other words, we want your release to be about 4 or 5 feet long.
4 or 5, maybe 6 at the most. And what you want to make sure that you don't do is make them so long that they swing into your kicker motor. Because I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to that make them, 6, 8, 10 feet long,
and then chop them, swing them right into the
kicker, and see you later.
Three advantages I see to a longer release drop.
Yeah.
And number one is ease of rigging. Because if that release drop is as long as your downrigger boom, it reduces the leaning, and very dangerous leaning and reaching mm-hmm. over the gunwale.
Especially on a wet deck.
Sure.
Oh, that's tough on your back, too. I was messing with Jay Field up there, and Jay's like, man, my back can't take this. And, of course, we were using 20-pound downrigger balls up on Derek Floyd's boat.
Oh, yeah.
About kill a guy. So, so you can either pull... Mm-hmm. You can pull your downrigger ball in with a weight retriever, or a lot of guys will have a little stick with a hook on the end.
They just reach out,
grab the release, pull it in, then you can drape it over the top of the downrigger while you're getting your stuff ready. Okay, now what about clipping it onto the cable? You do something different there.
Okay, now if you're stacking, and by stacking, I don't necessarily like to fish two lines on one downrigger, but by using a rudder flasher and a dummy flasher. So again, that's another use for that 150 pound mono is making long dummy flashers. So we can run the flasher on the ball.
And a dummy flasher, you're just hooking that onto the downrigger ball.
Yep.
Yeah,
and it's
fishing your gear naked above it. Okay.
And it's mm-hmm. giving your attraction, but you don't have to fight the flasher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, another way to do that is use Ken Pinnell's Cuco flashers.
Yep.
But that's another topic right there. All right. So by making these release drops that we discussed off to a dual lock snap,
a big, heavy duty dual lock, the biggest one you can find.
It makes a very versatile piece of gear. You can snap it onto a Silverhorn rudder flasher. Mm-hmm. You can snap it onto a halibut clip that will grasp your line very, very tightly, or you can snap it right directly to a downrigger ball if you're making a shallow or bait presentation like that. So, I think. Also, you get a better strike indication from a longer release drop.
Because they really bounce on it. When they're schwacking that thing, it really makes your rod bounce. Okay?
Exactly.
Now, let's take your line. How far are you burying your line into the clip?
You know, you'll see on these clips, and of course, we talked to Todd Daniels a little bit about this technique. He's setting it to a hair trigger position.
Mm-hmm.
You can really manipulate your release tension by where you place the line in that mm-hmm. clip. And Dwayne, I mean, when we started fishing together, there's three little holes on the side of that offshore clip.
Yep.
And you want to line it up for a nice flasher presentation, saltwater speeds. You want to line it up with those two holes in the front part.
So if you're trolling a flasher, you're burying it in there quite a ways, all the way back to the two holes. Now, what about bait? Will you dip it out just a little bit,
absolutely.
A little bit further?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe halfway down in the clip?
So there's two ways to skin that cat. You mentioned two types of releases that offshore makes, and one's a black and one's a red.
Yeah.
Okay. You can either use that same position and go to a black release, that's a single spring, or like you said, you can manipulate the tension by putting it farther towards the edge. And I think that's absolutely key. So every time we clip that in, yeah, you want to definitely go deep.
One other thing you taught me over the last year here, Nelly, is that if you're making up those extended clip releases, make sure you make extras. Because we've been out there on days where we're running gear, and doggone it, you get one that just wants to keep pulling out, keep pulling out, keep pulling. That could just frustrate your day. If you don't have another one to change out to and give it a try to see if that's your failure point in your system, then you're going to have a frustrating day.
Yeah, I've got a Ziploc bag just full of a bunch of them all coiled
up. And pull them up and keep them on deck.
The cool thing is you can get extra pads for these releases, too, and they got those at Three Rivers Marine. But, you know, another thing, Dwayne, that we need to talk about is the type of cable you're running on the riggers.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, guys.
You're a cable guy.
I'm a cable guy.
Always have been, yep.
Yeah, and so the discussion here is cable versus braid on your downrigger. Mm-hmm. I tried that braid when it first came out, and I mean, it was right after the boat show, okay, and I had time to put it on one side of the boat, not put it on the other side. So I set up unknowingly set up an experiment. Man, that voltage-controlled stainless absolutely dominated the
braid. A lot easier to use.
It is.
If you break off a ball or something, it's so easy to rig back up, but you're losing the electrical advantage.
Yes, you are.
And, you know, Terry Sheely just wrote a great article in Fish Alaska Magazine. I was just eating lunch yesterday, and I read through this article, and he scored it out. And early in the article, boy, braid had all the advantages. Easy to use. It's so easy on your hands. It doesn't kink. It doesn't break. Blah, 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 blah. Then at the end, he said, but you know what? The electrical advantage trumps all of it.
Trumps
we've
everything.
We've talked to so many people on the Puget Sound over the last 3-4 years of the Outdoor Line radio show here.
Yeah.
They're talking about, you know, gosh, I've been running braid for a few years, and it's great. But there's some days when I just can't get bit. And I look over, and I see guys that are running cable. And cable, you know, it can be a pain at times.
It can be.
But, boy, you put that charge down there, and you get everything set up just right. And those days, especially in the Puget Sound here, when things get goofy and these hatchery fish, they can be goofy. And you get that electrical charge down there just right, and you
just
can be the only one stroking the fish, and especially
exactly.
in these derbies, too.
That's right.
Oh,
now,
that can be a huge advantage.
Now, there is cable, and there is cable. And, if you know, you go to Three Rivers Marine, you talk to Kent. He likes the Cannon camo
cable. I was just talking
cable,
to him about that the other day. And it's a little more expensive, but guys are saying, you know what, I can spend a little more money, I can spool this stuff up, and I don't have to re-spool every year.
That's right.
You get the cheap stuff, and you're pretty much having to re-spool almost every year.
But another place where guys fall down is they use crimps on their cable to terminate.
Yes.
Cannon has a terminating kit that just fits through a little plastic fitting, and you think, well, gee, I'm going to go through those. No, you're not. Because by not crimping the cable, you don't weaken the end of the cable. And so check out these Cannon Terminators, Cannon Terminator kits. Kent and I have talked about it. I'm pretty sure he's stocking them up there at Three Rivers Marine, but he does have the camouflage cable. So go see him.
What about Rudder Flash?
I love a fan
of those.
Oh, yeah, the Silver Horse.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't use them, but Nelly is sold on them.
And the reasoning behind that is the UV glow kind of package there, a little bit more attraction?
You know what? What does a king look like? A big fish going through the water. He's got a consistent lateral profile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, fish hear things in the water. And when your gear has something like that, a consistent horizontal profile, it's more easily found by other fish that are they're predators, right? They're keyed to watch this. But just the convenience of it, as soon as you drop that thing in the water, boom, it weather vanes back.
Yeah.
And so your gear is already pointed in the right way. You don't waste the time untangling your release from
the spin of the ball will drive you nuts. Yeah.
And that's what that stops. So I think your gear tracks a little bit better, but it does have UV on it, okay? And it does make a little noise going through the water.
I think it's the UV and the glow when they come in. It's well known that they come in and they chase your gear forever.
Yeah.
They follow it forever. I mean, if you get 50 fish following your gear, one of them might bite it.
Uh-huh.
But if you got some extra color in there and some extra attraction, you know, they might go, gosh, what's that up there? And
exactly.
Then, oh, hey, look, there's a bait here and a spoon. And, hey, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to eat that damn thing, you know? So I think there's an advantage to having a little more attraction down there and
more
color. And the Rudder Flashers, I tell you what, you got me using them in Southeast, and I did some experimentation too. You know, I would run one ball without, one with, and that one with that UV glow Rudder Flasher, tended to get bit a little more.
Made a difference, huh?
And all these things, you know, fishing is just a summation of a bunch of little technique points. In and of themselves may not be significant, but I think when you do a lot of things right, you're just going to get bit more. I hope you guys can come down today, and I got triple threat salmon angling at 3 o'clock in the Blue Theater, and dirty downrigger tricks at 1 o'clock there at the Seattle Boat Show. Come on down. I hope I can meet some of you guys down there.
We just got a quick text here at 710-710 powered by Evan Root Outboards. Hey, when I check the voltage on my downrigger wire, what is an acceptable range, first of all? And then, is there any way to manipulate the voltage besides using a black box?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You just buy a Canon downrigger and you fish it.
No, there is, actually. Yeah. First of all, the acceptable range is about, what, 0.5 to 0.7 or so?
Yeah, I would say even the low side, 0.45 to 0.65.
0.6 is pretty average. Yep. And then, you know, I just heard about this the other day, fishing with Derek Floyd up there, English Choice Charters in the San Juan Islands, about manipulating the voltage on your cable without using a black box. He's using, and I want to say it's tungsten, and they check the voltage on their cables, and then he puts a wrap of that stuff on the cable, and it negates all that charge.
No kidding.
And he learned this up in Alaska from one of the old trollers that doesn't use the black box technology. He uses, I don't know if I'm correct with the tungsten thing, because I didn't get into it because we hooked a fish immediately and then it was lost on me. But I might dig into that this week. I might call Derek and say, hey, what is
other
the deal?
Okay, so
he's wrapping something on his cable.
Here's the deal. That's an old commercial troller's trick. All right. And that's where this whole black box fish attraction or not repelling fish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the pros that do it all the time. Let's put it this way. If you made your living catching salmon trolling, And braid was more effective than stainless, you'd see all the pros fishing.
Well, you'd see the commercial trollers.
You'd see the commercial trollers dragging braid,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
They don't, okay?
Right.
So yeah, by using a little different metal, you can change the voltage on your cable. And some guys use a little wrap of lead on the cable, you know, but using a little more noble, substance. But yeah, and it's really easy to check your voltage. You take a multimeter, you ground it to your battery, and with your boat in the water and a ball in the water in salt water, you test the wire. And that's how you get your boat's natural electrolysis.
But the cannons automatically adjust.
Cannons automatically do it with what's called positive ion control.
Yeah.
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 No question
Good
about
stuff,
it.
Nelly.
So tune into the last cast video. We're going to go through the procedure of making some of these release drops and, come on down to the boat show and I'll try to borrow a couple, tackle items from Outdoor Emporium Sport Co.
I'm sure you'll get your
maybe
paws
I'm sure they'll
away.
Get them back.
I'm sure they'll get them back.
Borrow exactly. /
No
steal.
Worries there. Uh-huh.
That's your Outdoor Line Tech Line presented by Three Rivers Marine and Daiwa Reels.